Talk Back Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. My name is Mark Daly. Very rarely do we actually get to welcome guests live in the studio. It's this time we would go to our sports line, but we packed them in the studio here today. We want to welcome the guys and gals from Championship International Wrestling. CIW is in the house. Phil, Ray, hey guys, welcome
to
the show.
Good to be here.
It's so good to have you here. I mean, for our listeners who don't know, I know you've heard me talk about my time working in radio in Adrian, and that's where Phil and Ray and I first met years ago, working at CIW and announcing the shows at the old Armory in Adrian, and it's
20
great.
Plus years ago.
Yeah, we are. We're back when you had a full head of hair and a mullet.
Yeah. Sweet mullet.
It was.
Don't hate. Majestic.
You'd do the mullet again if it wasn't a two-parter,
it'd
right?
It'd be a skullet is what it would be.
But like I was saying, it's just so good to see both you guys again here. And I'm just happy that you're bringing CIW back to Jackson.
Yes. Right. Yeah. Yes. I think the last time we were in Jackson was like 2011.
Was that the show at the high school?
Yes, SmackDown in Jacktown.
Yeah, I was there for that. That was okay. That was your last show in Jackson?
I think so. Yes.
Wow. Okay.
And then, you know, definitely circumstances have changed for myself and you know, some of the guys from 20 plus years ago. But we're just glad, you know, we've got the Scrap Jitsu, Jiu-Jitsu in Jackson here at the Commercial Exchange Building.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they've been gracious to let us go up there and set the ring up and do events out of there. And also, they are going to be running a professional wrestling school out of there as well.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Very cool. So, where do you want to talk for? You want to talk about the school? You want to talk about the event coming up? Where do we want to go first?
Well, I mean, the event is, it's going to be awesome.
This Saturday, right?
This Saturday. You know, Ray has transitioned from active wrestler into referee now.
Okay.
You know, he's retired from the ring on that aspect. I'm, for better words, retired from the ring because of my bout with COVID.
Right.
But this show's going to be huge. Mm-hmm. We've got high flyers coming in. We've got giants coming in. Literally, Paxton Callaway is 7 foot tall, 350 pounds.
Okay.
He's a physically imposing specimen. The Beast.
He's 450 plus.
The Beast is 450 plus with a mean streak.
Okay.
So those two,
you know, fighting each other?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. Paxton Callaway is going to go against my tag team partner, Malice, for a number one contender spot for the CIW Heavyweight Championship. So,
okay.
You know, Malice is no small boy.
Can't take anything away from Malice, though.
No. No,
yeah. he's a beast.
Yeah.
Well, when you guys were in the ring, you guys were unstoppable, man.
Yeah.
That was fun to watch too.
It was fun. Yeah. I miss it, but you know.
Oh yeah, we know.
This way. So.
Right. You're a fighter in a different way now. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
But yeah, and I got my kids. My kids are training in professional wrestling as well, so.
Okay.
You know, the next generation is ready to step up and take over.
Okay. So, Ray, what's the transition like going from in the ring to, well, you know, you're still in the ring.
Still in the ring.
Are you one of those partial referees?
No, I'm straight down the middle.
Okay, all right.
Because that's how I'd like it when I was in it. Just getting up in age, you know, and things happen, and I want to be a part of it still.
Right.
And this is a way to continue the journey, you know, 40 plus years in it.
Yeah. So. Having the experience in the ring as a wrestler, how is that helping you as in this role as referee now?
It probably helps a lot because I know which way they're going, you know.
You know when you're being distracted.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it helps.
Does the storyline lend itself to you, you know, being within the story now or as a ref or?
Not too much.
Okay.
I mean, Ray's gotten physical a few times since he's been a referee because you can't take the wrestler out of the referee sometimes. You know what I mean?
I still can deliver a stunner here and there. So
and
that's good. You know. But.
Now, for those who don't know, again, back in the day, I feel like I need an old man voice when I'm saying back in the day. In the good old days. Yeah. Ray, you hit me upside the head with a cowboy boot. You hit me upside the head with one of those baking pan sheet things. And I think there was a body slam in there too.
And,
a couple times.
And you invited me to your studio.
Yeah,
so
I know,
like,
right?
It's a good thing.
It all worked out.
The Lawless Clan and the Daily Feud was pretty good, too.
That
I think
was fun.
We wrecked the studio at a time or two.
You wrecked the studio. Buck body slammed me. I got double elbows by both you guys on me at one time.
I think pile drive, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. The pile. I must have just totally forgot that one.
I've had his elbow.
Yeah.
I've had it.
Uh-huh. It's good we can all get along. Now.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, so the show's coming up this Saturday.
Saturday.
Ticket information.
Tickets are available at www.ciwprowrestling.com.
Okay.
Tickets for adults right now pre-sale are $15. Kids are $10, and that's 12 and under.
Okay.
And then day of show, all tickets are $20.
Gotcha.
So, and they are starting to move, so... You know, if you can get online, get your tickets.
And how many matches total or ballpark do you think we're going to have that day?
I mean, it's going to be a couple hours of good entertainment. So, you know, you never know. You come to a show expecting five matches, and next thing you know, two guys get into it. Now you've got another extra match added. Yeah. And then sometimes matches just break out when two guys start jawing. So you just never know. But I can guarantee a couple hours of good professional wrestling.
Action-packed.
And I've taken my boy to several of your shows all throughout the state, from, you know, Adrian to Jackson to elsewhere. And I can tell you, just from, you know, knowing your shows and how they go, it's fun. It's exciting. You're going to see some close-up action. I mean, it's going to be in your face because you're going to take it out of the ring.
You know, that's a good thing about independent wrestling is you get to meet the guys. You know, guys will be out at the table signing autographs and whatnot, and it's more up-close experience. And some of these guys you're going to see, you know, wrestling's getting back to where it used to be. It's pretty big. Yeah. You got three major promotions on TV. You've got AEW, WWE, and Impact Wrestling. And a lot of our guys have competed for all those promotions.
Yeah.
And some of them are on their way up, and some of them are on their way down, you know. But... now's your chance to come out and see him. And with us now being in Jackson full-time, running monthly events there, and we're also in talks of getting a television show as well, hopefully we can get enough of the community following that we can start bringing in some of these guys from AEW or WWE or...
Right.
You know, I mean, you mingled with a few of them back in the day when Adrian was hot. You know,
it was hot. We had Public Enemy there, George the Animal Steel, Dan Severn.
The Bushwhackers.
Yeah, the Bushwhackers. We had Mankind. That was at the fair, but Mankind was there. Yeah. So we've had some really good ones.
Yeah.
But I was going to say is even though there's going to be a lot of action, it's going to be inside the ring, outside the ring, all over the place, it's good family fun. You're not going to see like some of the stuff or hear some of the stuff that you used to see with WWE back in the day on TV. It's good family fun. Feel comfortable bringing your kids to it because, you know, if it works out with my stepson, he's coming. So,
awesome.
Yeah, it's going
to
be fun.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about bad language or, you know, stuff like that, scantily clad women. It's fun. I want grandma to be able to go and the two-year-old be able to go and have a good time. You know?
Oh, Zach Gowen was another one.
Yeah.
Got to see Zach Gowen in person a couple times through their shows. That's fun. He's fun to watch.
Yeah, we've had a bunch of them. And I know a lot of these some of these guys that I've even helped break in are now going up the level, you know.
Oh, yeah?
Getting up there. So.
Any recognizable names?
Ren. Yeah.
Ren Jones, I haven't really helped him. He started some of his early shows with me. Yeah. He's been on AEW a couple times.
Okay.
Travis Titan, he's a Jackson County boy.
Okay.
And he's been on AEW a few times, and I took him on one of his first road trips. And you know, he's doing good. Shayla Hyde from Adrian. I trained her, and she's been on WWE. So.
Yeah. All right. Very cool. Yeah, I remember when you and Buck had auditioned for WCW.
Yeah, we were almost there, Nitro. And then the next thing you know, they sold the company.
You're almost there.
That was a break that we didn't get.
Nitro was almost on Nitro.
Yeah. But, you know, another good thing, speaking of involving the community, is at intermission on Saturday, we've got the Dollface Legends dance team from Jackson.
Oh, okay.
They're going to be performing, too.
Very cool.
So we'll have a little bit of that, and then you know, we'll have concessions available. So it's going to be
Outstanding. So that's going to be at the Commercial Exchange. Yep. $15 if you get your tickets in advance. $20 at the door the day of. Yep.
$10 for kids, 12 and under. But, okay. But day of, everybody's 20.
Right, right.
CIWProWrestling.com.
Okay. All right. What time? What's bell time again?
7 o'clock. Doors will open at 6.
Doors eat. And you're going to want to get there early. Because not only are you going to want to get that seat ringside, mm-hmm. but you're also going to want to, because like you said, there's going to be there's an opportunity to mingle with the wrestlers.
Yes, we've basically transformed mm-hmm. this gym into a little bit of a wrestling museum, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know my trainer, Buck, he passed away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I actually got in touch with his trainer's family
because
he had passed away, too, and nobody wanted any of his old wrestling stuff.
Really?
And this is stuff from the 50s and 60s, 70s,
yeah.
And I got the whole collection. So what I've done is some of it's going to be original stuff, but it's all set up in the gym there. You can come and check it out. And like I say, it's something to see.
Boy, the nostalgia in me right now is just going over time, and I'm just so looking forward to it.
You kind of look like you want to punch Ray.
No, we're past that. Well, it depends on how he does his officiating.
We'll worry about that when we get further down the road.
Yeah. But no, it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. So glad CIW is back in Jackson, and it's just great to see you guys again.
It's good to see you. We're happy to be here. Hopefully we can get the community behind us and bring some great professional wrestling back full-time to Jackson.
Well, it's sports entertainment, and you see a lot of wrestling with the Fox brand, and we're happy to fall in line here at Jackson's Fox Sports with Talkback Jackson Sports. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.